Polyglots are humans with a seemingly inhuman ability to learn languages. Some speak and are fluent in 6, 7, 8 or more languages. Some hyperpolyglots dabble in more than 20 languages. Viral videos can make these people seem like language geniuses, but they are not. It's why and how they learn languages that makes them seem so talented. If you're interested in learning foreign languages, why not listen to what the best of the best have to say? If you learn like a polyglot, you will learn much faster and more effectively. In this video, we'll examine the motivation and methods of some of the most famous polyglots out there. This information comes from years of personal curiosity to how polyglots can learn and retain so many languages. But recently, I've spent the past few weeks watching their lectures, reading their interviews, and also picking up a book about the subject of YouTube polyglots. And here is what I've gathered so far. Let's start with motivation. Many polyglots have talked about their exposure to foreign languages at a young age, but most don't actually start learning them until their teenage years. Somewhere amongst this exposure, a natural burning desire to learn one or more is born. This burning desire can also be sparked by a pivotal moment later in their life. Hyperpolyglot and professor Alexander Argelis aspired to be a polyglot like his father, yet never received any kind of training from him. He began studying French at age 11, yet despite his best efforts and 7 years of classes at school, he was only able to place into the second year track for French at Columbia University. Not the greatest start, to say the least. Yet it was during his undergraduate years that his burning desire became something tangible and real. While he was limited to taking classes for French and German during his sophomore year, he took on the additional challenge of teaching himself Spanish in his free time. In his junior and senior years, he would go on to use his electives to take classes in Latin, ancient Greek, and Sanskrit. Through his experience with Spanish, he found that it was more effective to study languages on his own rather than take classes. The experience transformed him. He poured thousands of hours and all of his energy and focus into learning. And by the time he graduated, he'd obtained a solid foundation in 6 foreign languages at the age of 22. From that point, he would go on to learn many, many more. It's pretty difficult to match Professor Argelis' passion for language, but you don't have to. As long as you have a clear end goal in mind and a burning desire to see it through, you will find success just like this next polyglot did. Author of Fluent Forever, Gabriel Weiner, begins his book by looking back on his 7 years of Hebrew school as a child and 5 years of Russian classes in school, and then confessing that he didn't learn much of anything. It was not until college when learning foreign languages became a major priority. His chosen profession of opera singer demanded that he learn basic German, French, and Italian, and it was then he decided he was not only going to study these languages, but also succeed at them. Through this experience, he developed his own method with Anki, and as a result, he fell in love with language learning. He would go on to learn Russian and study several other languages. You'll find that almost all language learners share this intensive struggle in learning their first foreign language. It takes a massive toll on our motivation. We don't know how to learn a foreign language, so we study like we did in school. We reread and rewrite and re-listen to the same words, sentences, dialogues, and short stories over and over in an attempt to cram in all the information. It's extremely boring, painful, and not very effective. All this can be avoided, however, with just a simple change in methods. Our next polyglot provides a great example of this. Benny Lewis of Fluent in 3 months spent 11 years studying Irish, 5 years studying German, and even moved to Spain to immerse himself in only Spanish for 6 months. And yet, he admits that English was the only language that he could speak at that point. After years of demotivating experiences with languages, he received some very simple but key advice at a local language exchange that would change his life forever. If you want to learn to speak a language well, you just have to start speaking it. And so he did. From that point onward, rather than spending most of his time studying, he spent the majority of his time communicating with native speakers and learning along the way. And so he was able to learn more than 10 languages to varying levels of proficiency. Despite the controversy within the polyglot community surrounding Benny Lewis's claims, he was able to improve his progress on a massive scale by changing how he was learning languages. In all three cases we have looked at so far, when foreign language classes and years of study failed these soon-to-be polyglots, they didn't give up. Instead, they decided to become autodidactic learners, or in other words, self-taught. They learned on their own time and searched for the methods and routines that they found both fun and effective. When they finally obtained those routines and methods, that's when foreign languages became exponentially easier, and they started learning really fast. So, with that in mind, we now turn to methods. There's of course no one correct way to learn a language, there are multiple, but how do you know when you've found the right method and routine for you? Polyglot Steve Kaufman may provide the best criteria to answer this question. He says, the number one principle in language learning is to enjoy it. So, let's look at the most common methods amongst polyglots and see how we can make each one more enjoyable. It will be then left to you to experiment and strive to create your own path and individual methods as most polyglots do. Most language learning methods can be boiled down to the following. Number 1, input. Number 2, output. Number 3, spaced repetition systems, also known as the SRS. Number 4, immersion. Let's start with input. This large umbrella term can mean a great deal many a number of things, but in general, it's anything that gets you to read and listen to the foreign language. This includes your common course books, which can provide solid introductions to understanding foreign languages through teaching basic grammar structures, vocabulary, and culture. Some of these course books, however, may not appeal to you. Some books have generic illustrations and tons of grammar translation exercises that can make you feel you're back in high school Spanish class and bored out of your mind. Asimil and Lingophone, however, have been highly recommended by a great number of polyglots in the past, so you may have better luck with them. These books are very light on grammar explanations and grammar translation exercises, and instead, they teach through heavy amounts of reading and listening in the foreign language with the help of bilingual texts. Be sure to follow the specific method that comes with each book to help you better digest all the new vocabulary and content. This kind of reading and listening you get from course books is known as intensive reading and listening. In intensive study, you try to break down and learn all or at least a majority of the words in a short dialogue, story, or passage. Polyglot Luca Lampariello, who is a strong advocate for reading in foreign languages, recommends that if you wish to read a text intensively, you must take care to read texts that are interesting and short, to read only for brief amounts of time, meaning 30 to 35 minutes, and to do so when you have the most mental energy. In comparison, extensive reading and listening is where you consume a large amount of the foreign language for pleasure and for long periods of times without stopping to look up and learn unknown words. These unknown words are instead learned through the surrounding context. Normally, to do extensive reading and listening, you need foreign material that you both love and is level appropriate. According to Professor Argelis and recent linguistic studies, 98% comprehension of a text is required for an optimal and pleasurable reading experience. But being able to find level appropriate material that you truly love is not always going to be the case in the beginner and intermediate stages. You'll have to do some improvisation until you reach that 98%. To overcome this challenge, polyglots recommend starting with graded readers, which are stories from literature, films, and biographies retold through children's language. Having material that you truly like and have a high interest in, like video games or Japanese anime, for example, is the key. It's very important to associate this reading and listening with pleasure and fun so that you do it on a daily basis. It's also very much possible to create your own routine that allows you to both fully enjoy the material and learn from it, regardless whether it is level appropriate or not. See my video here for an example of learning through this kind of extended listening. Output is much more straightforward and doesn't require as much explanation. You find native speakers and talk to them. That's it. No matter where you live, you always have access to them on websites like iTalki and Lang8, and even apps like HelloTalk. Even hyperpolyglot Richard Simscott speaks about the importance of interacting with native speakers and getting corrections, so making output a part of your daily routine seems like a pretty smart idea. When exactly to start output practice is debatable, but if you identify as a social learner, you may find a lot of use in Benny Lewis's Speak From Day One rule. We now come to my personal favorite choice in language learning methods, the spaced repetition system, or the SRS. It comes in many forms, but essentially it's testing yourself at very specific time intervals to recall information that you've learned before. Dr. Piotr Wozniak, who is the creator of SuperMemo, the first computerized SRS, described spaced repetition as a technique that ensures nearly perfect recall with minimum possible investment of time via computing optimum inter-repetition intervals. If you're new to the SRS, both Duolingo and Memrise are great places to start and to get a feel for how they work. Once you understand the power of spaced repetition and see how it can boost your learning speed, you can create your own SRS to suit your individual learning needs using Anki or the Gold List method. Let's take a brief look at Anki. Most language learners know that it's a flashcard program that allows you to make your own flashcards to help you learn and practice any material that you wish. Yet, not everyone is aware of just how engaging and powerful you can make these exercises. You can create very basic cards like these, but also build your listening comprehension one word and sentence at a time with listening flashcards. You can also test your ability to recall new vocabulary and context with close exercises. You can even practice shadowing inside Anki. Check my video here for more information about close listening and shadowing exercises. As for the Gold List method, it's so simple and easy, yet it should not be overlooked. It's an old school paper and pen method created by polyglot David James, and it works so well that many other polyglots like Luca Lampariello swear by it. I highly recommend that you check out the excellent video made by the YouTube channel LanguageFan for a full explanation. But in short, you make a list of 25 new words, phrases, and sentences you want to practice by writing it on one side of the paper in the target language and writing the English translation on the other. You mark the date in your notebook and come back in 14 days. After those 14 days, you cover the English side and try to remember the meaning of each item. If you do remember it, cross it out. For items that you can't remember, rewrite them and retest yourself in another 14 days. And that's pretty much the gist. You may be tempted to call it just another word list method, but don't be fooled. There's a very real power behind writing words down and waiting 14 days, as it allows you to put new information directly into your long-term memory and bypass your short-term memory. And finally, we have immersion. It can be either you moving to the foreign country to surround yourself in the language, or it can be done by immersing your home environment in the target language. This includes changing all of your entertainment to equally enjoyable ones, deleting every single English song you have and replacing them with a completely new library, changing your computer settings to the foreign language, learning how to make or do new things using just the target language, and eventually thinking only in the target language. In his online lectures, Professor Argelis regularly encourages this idea of living through the language, but actually doing so and following through can be extremely difficult. It requires you to make the commitment that you won't use English, period. It also requires a careful analysis of your personal habits and fighting to change them over time. But if you are successful, immersion from home is extremely effective and perhaps the most natural way to learn. One of the better guides on how to do immersion from your own home can be found scattered across the many quirky, yet thought-provoking posts at All Japanese All the Time. There is one more polyglot that I would like to include here, but this video is already running way too long. And that polyglot is none other than Moses McCormick. I'd like to end this video by encouraging you to check out his inspirational story in The Polyglot Project. Language learning has the potential to greatly impact and completely change our lives, and if any story could prove such a thing, it has to be his story. You can find a link to the book in the description below. If you enjoyed today's video, let me know by hitting that like button, sharing this video, and subscribing for more. And thanks for watching!